So let's take the beginning of the first part of the Mishnah.
Tfilas HaShachar HaChatzos?
Right.
Okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Adal Shos. So Machlokas in Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, whether it's Chatzos Shachars or until Dal Shos.
Correct. So now jump to the Gemara.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Berminhu mitzvasa im honi tachama kadesh yismach gula tfila v'nim tzimitzvah bayom. So the mitzvah really Kriya Shema, Rashi says, is from to finish it with Netzachama, so that you can do Smichas Kul Tefillah and Yidaven right after Hanetz. So you see really the Zman Tefillah is really right after Hanetz, not until Chatzos or Dal Shos.
In other words, the Zman Tefillah is at the very beginning of the Yom.
Right.
Okay.
So my answer is Kitanya hi la basikin. Dam Rabbi Yochanan basikin hai gomer nosim in itzachama. So Rashi basikin hamagdim in the mitzvos who do, I guess, make themselves early or do early mitzvos early. Machzir and lasos davar bizmano. And they try to do everything in its proper time, mitzvah so, and the best way to do the mitzvah. Makdimin hispalo la'achar hanitzachama, they make sure to daven early, right after hanitzachama. V'chi tenan b'mas nisan. When the Mishnah says, techatzos todad shos, lema'achrin, those who do things later, shlo ye'achar yoser mechatzos. You shouldn't do it later than Chatzos. Shemisham ve'ilech avar zman. Because after Chatzos, you miss the zman shachars.
Yeah, okay. So you want to take the riff?
Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Is there something in the Uraminhu, Mitzvazim and Netzachama, Kedesh Yisrael Fila Tefillah, Nimsum Ismail Bayom, that is compelling to make it, that it's a kasha, that it's the Shacharis is only at that time? Like, well, what in that statement makes it that it's, that you wouldn't think that that's maybe the beginning of the time, or one time, or the best time? Because the kasha is that that's the only time, right?
Yeah, the kasha is that from that member, it seems that that's his month.
And there's just like a 5-minute window for it? I mean, it's just that is right, that right. Time, and it's only one time?
That's right. And that's not many more. That there's only one time. Okay, so let's see what
the riff. Okay. So the riff says, Tfiyas HaShachar Al-Chatzos V'Rimini Mitzvasim Etzacham HaKadesh Yismach Gula Tfilo V'Nisim Sval B'Yom Kitani Yila V'Sikin Rabbi Yochanan V'Sikin Gomer Simen Etzacham Aval Kuli Alma L'Divri Rabbanon Al-Chatzos, but everybody else is really until Chatzos, every other person except for Vasikin.
According to the Rabban.
Right. According to his contributor, it's Dal Shos, right?
That's right.
Okay. V'yafal gav de leise le de Rabbanon de Amri al Chatzos. Even though it's not really true that the Rabban say until Chatzos, because they only say it, it's only if you like made a mistake and you really davened after Dal Shos. Because really, you should, even according to, that's how to read that? I wasn't sure how to read that one.
Yeah. It sounds like, it sounds like you say, the Afro God blessed her with the Rabban. The Amri.
We don't hold.
We don't hold it though.
I mean, he's just passing like Rabbi Yehuda. He's not saying that's the Shita Rabbana. He's saying we just hold like the Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, I see. I realize now. I see. If you have a guy blessed the Rabbana, Dar Mechatzos, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Hechi the Taivitza Achad Abashas, Chartzvi Yavle, Chartzvi Yavle, Chartzvi Yavle. Because the Rabbana hold you as Chartzvi until Chatzos. That's what they're arguing about. Yeah? The Rabbanan would hold Yeschar Tfilah until Chatzos, and Rabbi Yehuda holds only until Dad Shavos. Right. But should we do, you know, should we read that? We didn't read the Gemara, but that the Rif is based on.
What's that?
And we didn't read the Gemara brings in the question from a Tashlumin case, right?
That's right. So he's saying that, the question from Ha'ar Tachama is really a question on both on Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabban, correct?
Right.
So he says, well, it's a question on both. And the answer is, the answer is according to both. That the mitzvah really is for the chatzila and Ha'ar Tachama. But the other, if you didn't do that, according to the Rebbe, you can go to a valid choice. And according to the Chachomim, you can go to a chatzos. So, what is the verse saying? Avakuzi, I'm all the rabbi. I can tell us. Now, we also got the verse. What is the rabbi? Why is he bringing this in? The cash is on both of them.
Rabbi, I thought the original kasha was answered. And now there's a second point. The original question was answered by distinguishing between Vasikin and people who are not Vasikin. Now the riff is going on to another point about the Machlokas. Now you're outside of Vasikin's man, right? And now you have the Machlokas about Chatzos or Dalet Shas. And he's making a point that even according to the Rabbanan, who say Chatzos, and we don't possibly like the Rabbanan, nevertheless, even though we don't pass like them, but the you can do it because. But that's not the original question of the Vasik. The original question of Hanan Zakham was resolved by distinguishing between Vasik and everybody else.
Okay. So what's the Gemara saying now? Now he's going on a new point.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's what he says. Afa gav d'lesh to Rabbanan, d'amri achas. He's giving you a chiddush. Because even though he said we don't pass like Rabban, that goes to Chatzos, Hechi de Tov et Tzoy, Lach Arba Shos, Schatzfil Yavleh, Schatzfil Bezman, Lo Yavleh. So that's a Chiddush, because if you look at Rabbi Yehuda, he says only Dalet Shos. You would think Dalet Shos, that's it, you're finished. The Chiddush to say that Rabbi Yehuda would still hold till Chatzos, if you just look at the plain reading of the Mishnah.
Yeah. So cool. You're just gonna. I mean, the Russian would have been smoother if he would have said, Avokuri Almo Divrabban Al Chatzos, who delivered you the Dal Chos. The Yafa God blessed with Rabban, Damir Al Chatzos, Hekhar Toy the Tzol, we got Chavashos, Scott to the other, Scott to his man, Lord. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, why did he omit Rabbi Yehuda?
Yeah, why was he omitted?
Well, he said, V'af al-gav d'lef d'rabbanan, so in other words, he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, but he should say, Avokul yama d'rabbanan chatzos, or d'Rabbi Yehuda d'al chos.
Then he can make that point about the Chacham.
That's right. Because the cash is really on both of them.
So you're saying that the original question is still in place? That they didn't resolve the original question by distinguishing between Vasikin and everybody else?
No. He answered the original question. But the only thing is that the question was on both on the Rabbanan and Rabbi. So you should have said that everybody holds according to the Chum, it's two Chatzos, and according to the Yehuda, it's in two Dal Chos.
Are you bothered by the Lashon of Kuli Alma?
Yeah, I'm bothered by the Y.E. Sigla and the Teretz. He singled out the Rabban.
Didn't the Gemara do that?
What's going on? What's Gemara?
The Gemara in Chafav Min Aleph. Like after it answers Rabbi Yochanan Hani Tachama, it says V'kuli Alma Chatzos V'sulo. Right? It's like working in the Rabbanan's framework. And Kuli Alma doesn't mean like all Shita, it means the rest of the world besides Vasikim, the way Rashi explains it.
Well, our Gemara doesn't say how we passed
it. Right, the Gemara in Chav Zayin says that we passed like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
Right, so the riff is like over here, he's quoting our Gemara, that Kuli Alma goes into Chatzos, everybody else. But then he's just telling you we don't hold like the Rabbanan.
But he doesn't say, he said, well, Kuli Alma goes into Rabbanan Chatzos.
But Kuli Alma means according to, it means non-Vasikin. Kuli Alma means like non-Vasikin people.
Okay, well, let's let it go. What is he saying, basically? The Yaakov God. You want to read it?
V'yafagaf the lesser of the Rabbanon. Tamriyach Hatzos. Even though we don't really hold like the Rabbanon. Well, then Tochatzos. Eichid etai v'tzali l'achar b'shos. And we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. If you make a mistake in Dam Ter after Adal Shos, Chat Tfil Yavlai, Chat Tfil Zmana, Lo Yavlai. So then you're not going to have Chat Tfil Bizmana, but you will have Chat Tfil, presumably through a Tashlumen, he means?
Yeah, so he holds, it seems, that what? That if he doesn't lift the upper shows, he has Chat Tfil Bizmana. Chatzul he has, but he doesn't have Chatzul as mana. So what is he saying?
Does he mean you're doing a Tashlumin after a Dalet Shos? Because like, that's how the Gemara kind of presented it.
That's what he means.
Like, I mean, okay, so it means he davened Mincha twice or something in that case.
Right. But he's saying that if you daven after Talmud Shos, then you still have the Schar Tfila. So what does it mean? It means that he's saying there's two types of Tfila. One Tfila is a Tfila, which is Dizmano, and another type of Tfila is losing the characteristic of Zman. So what is the characteristic of Zman? What does Zman have? So apparently,
Magdemon?
No. Apparently, there's a kiyum of Erev of Lokot Tzoraim. That there's a keen in the yom of Zman. In other words, there's a Chal Hashem Tefillah Shachris, and there's a Tefillah, which is, and if you do it in Zman, so then you're doing it, it qualifies the yom. There's a chovas tefila straight, and then there's a chovas tefila bezmano. What is the chovas tefila bezmano? The chovas tefila bezmano apparently is the key to the yom of erev Tzoraim. So that's what zman is. Zman is a new characteristic. It gives it a key to the yom. So the Rif is saying that what? That if you daven before the Dalet Shos, so you have a kim in the yom, besides the kim tefila. But if you daven after 4 hours, so then you have a kim tefila, but there's no kim in the yom. But you can't daven after 4 hours.
So then why would it be limited to Chatzos then? Can you daven Shachris after? Can you daven that tefillah at, 3 o'clock in the afternoon? And still get Schar Tefillah?
Just saying. Yes, so the Rif learns that Tashlumin is the same thing, correct?
It's hard to know what the Rif is holding because he leaves out the Gemara's question from Tashlumin.
That's correct.
He only brings in Tashlumin afterwards.
That's right. But he correct. But the Rif maintains that Tashlumin is the same thing. In other words, after his Mantua, after Dal Shos, whatever you must spell is Schar Tefillah. Correct? But you're missing two of his mouth. But you have Schar Tefillah. So according to the Rif, you have only two types of Tefillah. have two of this mana, which is according to the four doshas. And then you have two of the doshas. But if the doshas is the halacha simply of two. But you lack the qualification of the yom.
Is this only Rabbi Yehuda, or is it within the Vazikin and also the Chachamim Pshita too? Do you have this?
It will be, it would seem, that it will be according to anybody.
So why would you be restricted to doing Tashlume in the following tefillah? Like if you forgot Shacharis, you have to do it at Mincha. Why couldn't you do it later?
What do you mean by that?
Meaning, once you're saying that it's no longer qualifying the Zman, and it's just a Chova Tefillah per se, then why is the Tashlumin restricted to the subsequent Tefillah that you missed? Why couldn't it be two Tefillahs later?
I mean, why have to do it immediately?
Yeah.
That's my focus of Shonim. Right, the Rashbolds, I think you could.
Yeah, the Rashbolds, you could.
Tosa says you can't, but I mean, it's Machlokas or Shem.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a factual question at the moment? Are we saying, according to the Rif, that someone, that when he talks about tefillah that does not have the quality of bismana, is that in conjunction with another tefillah that is bismana? So, like, let's say a guy misses Shacharis and Zman Mincha is at 1 p.m., can he daven before Zman Mincha and get this Kiyum Tefillah without Bismana?
It would seem so.
Okay.
Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not the Zman anymore. But still, he can daven. Because it's a Kiyum Tefillah. So it seems, according to him, that he can daven any time after the Zman. And you have a Kiyum Tefillah.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Hey, can you just say for that, I mean, you could say that the Kiyum Tefillah Bizman is Erev Boker Tzaraim, like at the Din and the Yom, but could you also just say that, like the Rif like says later on with the, if you don't daven Mincha, you could daven Marv twice.
Right.
He says, Ve'im Bezeh Mishim Avar Yom Batal Karbano.
Right.
So that just like all the Zmanim of the Tefillah, like the Homach Lokus Rebbe Yehuda and the Chomim is about whether the Tamid was brought to Chatzos or Tamid was brought to Baal Shos.
Right.
So maybe just the additional Kiyum of Tio Bizmana is that it's connected carbon, and you lose that Kiyum of, like there's a Kiyum of a Tefillah of being B'makom carbon, and you lose that if you don't have a Tefillah Bizmana. But you still have like, it's still Rachamim. I mean, that's what you mean. Like, if there's a Kiyum of Tefillah of Rachamim, but you don't have the Kiyum carbon that a Tefillah has. I mean, I hear your point also. It could be, there's Erev Boker Tzaraim, it's also an idea of tefillah. I'm not sure. I'm just saying, under there's like another possibility. That's the Kiyum Karbon that's lacking. You know what I mean? It seems like both. It seems like you lose both. When you don't tefillah Bizman, you lose the Kiyum Karbon of connected Karbon. You also lose the Erev Boker Tzaraim. It seems like there's multiple things you lack when you don't have a tefillah Bizman.
Yeah, it could be both.
It would seem so, right? It seems you should lose both Kiyum, right? But that is a Kiyum and Tefillah that's connected to Karbanos. No, I'm saying that because the Machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda Chamim is based upon how long, when the Talmud could be brought.
That's correct. Yeah. So what does it mean when it says Schar Tefillah Bizmano Lo Yavaleh?
I mean, I guess you'd have to say that means that the you don't have the kiyum of a tefillah but makom karbon. When tefillah is in its zman, when the tefillah is in the zman part, like saying the zmana is the zman karbon, so you don't have a kiyum of a tefillah bizman karbon. But you do have the din of just tefillah b'fnei atzma, the mice of rachamim. But since the tefillah is not in the zman of the karban, you can't have the kiyum karban through the tefillah.
Right. The other alternative without the karban idea is just to say you don't have tefillah across the different components of the day, like you were saying, erev avok b'tzaraim. So you have a mice of tefillah, but you don't have the coverage across the day.
Yeah, no, I'm saying I just see there's two possibilities of what the kiyum of bizman is. Just to say another, you know.
Sure, I just wanted to keep you from inserting your svara into the next point.
I got you.
According to So why does the Rif say that it's only mutter if he was tall? What if he intentionally did it? So why shouldn't he have schar tefillah without tefillah b'zman? Do you know what I mean?
You're asking me why lekachil you're not allowed to, or if you did it b'mezid, why the Rif implies it wouldn't work?
Right. The second way.
You're saying the Rif implies it only works for shogeg, but if the mezid, you don't even have schar tefillah?
It would seem so. Yeah,
Rabbi, maybe if the guy does it b'mezid, he's not a bar hachi of ritzoi.
Not a bar hachi of what?
Ritzoi. Feels a ritzoi. The guy does it b'mezid, he's not a bar hachi of ritzoi. The gavra's lacking.
Once you say there's two types of tefillah, then he should be a Baruch Hashem Ritzui. He's taking advantage of the other expression of Ritzui.
That's correct.
So you're saying it's not a din of Tashlumin then? Because if it's Tashlumin, then if a guy doesn't daven b'mezid, he doesn't have Tashlumin.
That's right. I mean, he's all amazing. I mean, with the rice, he would feel like a Rambam that feels the rice. He should definitely have a team too.
Yeah.
But we're saying he doesn't. So you want to say it's not a Baruch Hashem Ritzui?
Right.
What's the Lashon HaRambam?
Ram says im avar ota. He is both.
Yeah, go ahead.
Im avar ota vispal achar abrashos achatzos yom.
Yeah.
Yasi dechovas tefila aval lo yasi dechovas tefila bezmana. Shekishim shemitzas tefila min haTorah kach mitzah midivrayim lispal osa bezmana shetikin lachamim v'neviim.
What does he mean? What's the kishim? The Ram also holds only if you do the toss, right?
Well, it depends. In terms of between Dalet Shalos and Chatzos, the Ram holds its own, it's even b'mezid. Because that's in Halacha.
Where did you say that?
In Halacha Aleph. He says, Vim Alvar Ota. So he says, Avar. Vispala Achar Abra Shalos Achatzos Ayom Yasi Dechovas Tfila. Avalo Yasi Dechovas Tfila Bezmana.
So he holds even you could do it even a Chatzila.
Yeah, I mean, if you do right, if you're amazed, you can still do it. Right, you can still daven until chatzos. But then it's not clear to say, it wasn't clear that the Rish even has that phenomenon between Dalet Shalos and chatzos. Because the Rambam also has the case by, in Halacha Ches, Kol Misha Avar loves Man Tfila Velo Espalim B'meiz Vein L'Takan Vein Mishalim. You know, so the Rambam only has, because he holds, the Rambam Tashlumen is only if you're Shogig or Ones.
Aaron, I don't think the Rambam holds that if it's the mezid, there's a takana. Because if you look at Halacha Ches, Perakim Halacha Ches, he says, Kol mi she'avar loves man tefila v'lo yispalo, the mezid ain't no takana.
Right.
Right, so that's by Tashlumen, though. So it's just the Rambam has this idea, this like kind of in-between period of time, from even according to, I guess, Rabbi Yehuda, between Dalet Shalos and Chatzos, where it's like not really Tfilah B'Zmanah, but it's not really a Tashlumen. And it's different from a Tashlumen because even B'Mezid, you're allowed to do it.
Yeah, so what is after that? Between 10 and 12.
Between 10 and 12, even B'Mezid, even B'Mezid, you could do it. And it's Halacha Aleph, it's open. He says that. Im Avar, he has a B'Mezid.
But that seems to be because it's still the Zmana, at least according to the Chachamim, right? But
what does that help you if it's the Zman according to the Chachamim? Your Ram openly says you don't have the Zman, it's not the Zman Tfila, because you don't get the Zman Tfila after that. So it's just like this. Right, it's like sort of the Zman Tfila, but not, you know, it's like the Zman Tfila, but you don't have the Schar of the Zman Tfila, something like, you know, some contradiction like that.
Right, or if you have somehow the Kiyum of Erevok with Tzaharayim or something, but he does say later, he doesn't hold after 12, before Zman Mincha, you wouldn't be allowed to daven. Because he says you have to, in Halacha Tes, he says you have to wait till Mincha.
Yeah, that's Tashlumen. And, but that requires, a Tashlumen requires Shogig. Amazed can't do a Tashlumen.
Right.
But Amazed could still daven between Dalet Shalos and Chatzos.
Right.
But other than from the Rif, it's just not clear the Rif even has, like, a concept of a tefillah after Dalet Shalos. And he would hold the Rif is talking about Tashlumen after Dalet Shalos. So it's not clear what the Rif is really holding.
The Rif holds Tashlumen?
Yeah, maybe Rif is holding Tashlumen. That's why it's Ta and he doesn't have Mezid. Because he's talking about Tashlumen. And Tashlumen requires a Shogig. Tashlumen can't be done by a Mezid.
Aaron, what's your problem? Why Mezid doesn't work between Dalet Shalos and why it works between Dalet Shalos and Chatzos?
That's one problem. I mean, the bigger problem is what is, according to Rambam, what is that Zman. That's like a no man's land. It's like sort of a Zman Tfilah, but not really a Zman Tfilah.
The Yevid, right?
Well, is it the Zman Tfilah?
Is it B'diyavid halachically? B'diyavid?
B'diyavid? I mean, certainly not allowed to do it.
Okay. So that's it. That's B'diyavid. Because it's still B'diyam.
It sounds from halacha if it's not really the Zman Tfilah. Right? That Zman Tfilah Shachar only goes till Dal shows.
Right.
But the Ram still holds b'mezid, you could daven after Dal Chos and Tachatos.
Right.
But then in Halacha Ches, the Ram says...
But Rebbe said that's qualifying the parts of the day. So, I mean, it still functions as qualifying the Zman Shacharis up until Chatzos.
Maybe the Ram says that you don't have the... You don't have the chova of mitzvah tefillah b'zmana. He says if you daven after that chos, there's no yatsi de chova tefillah b'zmana.
Correct. So you want to see what tefillah b'zmana is as opposed to regular tefillah. Is that what you're saying?
Well, what is, if the zman shachris is just till dal chos, so what is going on after dal chos until chatzos? What is that? That's like, it's like half a zman tefillah? It just doesn't, it's like it's a no man's land Zman.
Well, what is tefillah b'zmana first? When you adopt, what do you say that is?
No, so you could say Rabbi said you could say the carbon idea either way.
Yeah. So what's not clear in the Rambam?
The problem in the Rambam, right?
Yeah,
the problem is because in Halacha Ches, the Ram says that Komisha Avar loves Man Tfilah v'lo espal b'mezid ein l'tekana.
Right.
V'eino mishalim. So it just sounds like if you're mezid, you can't do anything about it. But in Halacha Aleph, the Ram says there's Man Shachris until Dal Chos. And if you're mezid, you could daven after Dal Chos, so you still have a Kiyam Tfilah. So how could that be? There's Man until Dal Chos and you're mezid, so you should have no tekana. Why is there a tekana of davening until Chatzos?
Right.
And you don't have a tefillah b'zmana, but you have a tefillah, it seems that you're amazing. You shouldn't have any takana.
Why should it be different than tishlumah?
Right, yeah. Why is there like a special thing for tefillah shacharis only? Tefillah shacharis only has this thing that's like not a tishlumah, and you could do it b'mezid, and like, but it's not tefillah b'zmana. Like, what is that? What is that special thing that shacharis has an extra 2 hours?
He's not considered over for some reason.
He's not what?
He's not considered Avar.
If he davens then? Well, no, he is Avar. He is an Avarian, and it is Usur. And, if he does amaze it, he's an Avarian, and it's just still it works. He still has a Schar Tfilah.
Right.
But if you miss Zman Mincha, b'maze it, and you're Avar and Avarian, you don't get to, there's no Takana. But by Shachris, if you miss Dal Chos, b'mezid, you have a takana of davening until Chatzos.
But if he misses Chatzos, then he's like Mincha.
If he misses Chatzos, b'mezid?
Yeah.
Then that's it, he's finished.
Then he's finished.
Right.
But the question is, what is that toilet zone?
Right. Right, it seems like somehow, even though you pass like Rabbi Yehuda, the Shita Sechamim is like still there, but the Evid in the background or something, you know?
Right.
But it doesn't really make sense, but that's what it seems like is going on.
That's true. Yeah, that's fine. And then what's that kishem? Kishem. What does it mean to bring you with that?
Oh, you mean halachah? Kishem shemitzvah tefillah min haTorah kach mitzvah midivreim l'spalsa b'zmana shetikna chacham v'neviim?
Yeah.
What kind of comparison between the derais and the rabbanon is there?
What do you bring that in?
Right.
Maybe he means like this, that even though the shit is man, it's until Velen shows, if you do it after Velen shows, they weren't mafkia, the kiyum tefillah. They just added the kiyum. That's what it means by kishem. Kishem, shemitzvahs bo, midaraisa, samadrabonon, they added a different kiyum. But they weren't mafkia, the kiyum tula. So therefore, he has a kiyum tula. As a matter of fact, he has a kiyum tula shachar. In other words, Tefillah Shacharis is a Chalai Shem Midaraisa. So he has a key in Tefillah Shacharis. But the only thing is, he's lacking in the Kiyum Drabban. But the Chacham will never mafkia the Kiyum Tefillah. Masha'ina came by Ovar, Zmana completely. There, they were mafkia.
Do you think this Tefillah Shacharis is Daraisa?
The Chal Hashem Shacharis.
Is Daraisa, you're saying? So you're saying you have the Kiyum Daraisa of Shacharis, but there's no, the Rabban of Shacharis only goes to Dal Shalos, but the Daraisa would go to Chatzos?
The Talmud Shel Shachar B'diavad could be bought till when?
That's the machlokas of Yud and the Chama.
The same thing. So that's what he means. It's the kiyum and the karban. The kiyum, the rice, and the karban.
But we didn't answer the question of what kind of a zman is that?
Right.
I have to hear what he said. In other words, you're saying it's afkar, but what is it? What's the kiyum at that point?
Let's say according to the Riff, he says, "Half of God bless the Rabban, Yom Rechatzos. Every day it's told, it's all Rav Hashos. Schatu Yovelet, Schatu is not a loyal. So what does he mean? He means he's not mechuyev in Tashlumin."
And he means they're like the Rambam, that you daven from Arba Shos until Chatzos?
Well, that's what he says, right? He said the Torah is told Yach Arba Shos. That means you daven after 10, until 12. So Shatzu is over the way, Shatzu is not loyal over the way. So it means that the worm of Kia. The key in Tula. So he's not higher than Tashlumin. Tashlumin means he lost the Kiyum Tefillah completely. And they set up a new system of Tashlim for a person that doesn't have the Kiyum Tefillah. But over here, he didn't lose the Kiyum Tefillah.
So then he's referring to the same case of the Rambam. If you missed Dalat Shas, but it's still before Chatzos.
That's correct.
So he's just arguing the Rambam of whether you can do that, if a mazid is allowed to do that or not. That's the only machlokas.
Well, Schat Yir Yavoi means he's not chayav in tashlum.
Right, but the Rif's case is only hechi did ta'i v'tzali. But the Rif doesn't have a case of an avaryan, it was amazing.
That's correct.
So it seemed like he would hold that amazing is not allowed to daven after dal shas.
It would seem he holds that the amazing that will mafkir the kiyum tefillah.
Right.
So he wasn't even, he's not even considering the spell. So now we're chayav in tashlum. I will be part of Tashlum also.
Right.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Just I'm wondering about if you could say to answer the question about the status of between 10 and 12.
Yes.
That there's two halachas. One halacha is that the person that, like you were saying earlier, has a chiyuv to establish the zman of the tefillah, that he has to do it at that zman. And then there's a negative also, that if that time goes unnoticed, so to speak, but via tefillah, there's an isser. So in other words, until 10, so dalat shalos, whatever, so he fulfills his positive chiyuv. However, afterwards, if he doesn't fulfill his positive chiyuv, but he's not over an isser, because he could still establish that he was not, he didn't let that zman go by with him not noticing the zman, the day.
So therefore, what question are you trying to answer?
The difference between what the status of between 10 and 12.
Okay.
So in other words, until 10, he fulfills his positive chiyuv. But there's two aspects to the chiyuv. Yes. In other words, when he does his tefillah b'zmana, he serves two purposes. He fulfills his positive chiyuv of davening b'zmana, right? And then simultaneously, there's an issur for him to let the zman of the day go by and it not be noticed.
What is that?
Via tefillah.
So what does that mean?
So until chatzos, he could still fulfill that chiyuv, he could still fulfill. In other words, he lacked in his positive chiyuv of establishing it as his man shal shachris, but he didn't fail to recognize the day that he has till chatzos to fulfill. There's an isser.
You mean he's mevatel tefillah at that point?
Yeah.
That's the isser, to be mevatel tefillah. The agavu is not mespala.
Yeah, the Rif, and the Rif says Schar Tfil in the other way. What he means is there's no Chiyuv Tashlum. Even though he missed his Zman. But he holds, apparently, if he did it, the Mazid, then we'll mafkir the two altogether.
So don't we have to define this 2-hour period between 10 and 12? Mimanoshach, is it Zman Tefillah or not?
You're right. We didn't really define it.
Rabbi, I thought you were saying, though, that there are, like, we have a Doraisa concept of tefillah, and the Rabbanon set up certain parameters of Zman, and so the Rabbanon parameter is until Dalad Shavos, but Midoraisa, the concept of Shacharis still exists until Chatzos, because you mentioned the idea, for example, of Erev Avoker Tzaraim. So the between 10 and 12, you still have tefillah b'boker on a Doraisa level, but it lacks the Zman set up by the Rabbanan. And that's what the Rambam means by the Kashem.
So what question are you answering?
What the definition of that time is between 10 and 12?
Yeah.
So we have the Doraisa concept of tefillah is extant, right? But the Rabbanan put a Zman parameter that ends after Dalad Shavos. So when we say tefillah yayivleh, so you have a kiyum of tefillah after Dalad Shavos, because midoraisa, you can still have a kiyum of erev avoker v'tzaharayim, but you don't have the kiyum of the zman midorabanan.
I mean between 10 and 12.
Yes.
So why should it be that way?
You mean why did the Rabbanan not be mafkia the guy's tefillah at that time?
Right. I mean, what's the difference if I say this is a kilogram? It says, Kishem, Shemitzvah, what's the name again? Kishem, Shemitzvah.
He says, Kishem, Shemitzvah, Tfilah, Minat Torah.
Yeah.
Kach Mitzvah, Medivrehem, Hispala, Osa, Bezmana, Shetikni, Lachacham, Nevinavim.
So what does that mean? It means the category of Zman. So they made tefillah a regulated activity. But a raisa is not regulated. But a raisa is an activity that you do any time. But the chacham came along and gave it a different dimension, a dimension of being a regulated activity. That's the kiyum zman. So it comes out that if you did it after 10, before 12, so it's not a regulated activity because you don't have the kiyum zman, but it's a ma'aseh tefillah. It has been tefillah.
Why could you do that, Amazin? But you can't do two minchas if you're a mezid.
Why could you do?
If you're mezid, and you're avar dal shos, you can daven shachris, you know, until chatzos. Even though you're mezid, but if you're a mezid completely, you can't daven mincha twice if you're a mezid. like why is there two different? Why is mezid to get to do one and not the other?
You're only mazed on Zman. You're not mazed on Tefillah.
You're not mazed on the over Chatzos. It's still Shachar.
You're not mazed on the Chesed Shel Shachar or the Kiyum Shachar. Once you go past when you meizid on the kiyum of the tefillah, you're obligated. So then you go into the framework of tashlumin, and if it's bemeizid, you can't do it.
Can you? Well, yeah, you have a case between 12 o'clock and mincha.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
So there, if you did it bemeizid, so you're gonna.
What's the difference between Dalat Shas and Chatzos and between Chatzos and Zman Mencha? Like, what's the difference? Either way, it's not Zman, it's just taking the Chacham
v'Nevi'im. That's correct.
So
what should be different?
Right.
Well, it is the Zman of Boker Midyaraisa, though. That's the difference. It's after Chatzos, it's no longer Boker Midyaraisa, but between 10 and 12, it is still Boker Midyaraisa. So in theory, you could still have the Kiyum of Erev Boker Midyaraisa.
And you know, the Ram says like there's no zman tefila deraisa, you know, ain latefila zman kavum in the Torah. So like, the only way to answer this by introducing zman tefila deraisa, like it's the Ram says there is no such thing in Perek Aleph.
There's no such thing as what? As zman
tefila deraisa. He says ain latefila zman kavum in the Torah. There's no minyan latefila zman Torah.
There's no
Isn't it true that there's a cheftish al shachris in Mincha and Ma'ir of the Araisa? Because the others were masaking them. So even though you could daven in the Rama, saying you could daven whatever you want, but when you do daven, you have a choice between three. Not that there's no din of shachris in Mincha and Ma'ir.
I mean, the others create a chalashim de Araisa? Right.
Well, it says he was masaking in a shachris. I think he said that. I don't know if I'm wrong.
In Hechas Malachim, he says it.
Yeah. So that would mean, if that's the case, that there is a Cheftashil. You know, Tfilas HaBoker, Tfilas Ben HaTzarayim, and so forth, Medir Reisa.
Where does he mention that?
I don't know. I think that's in my, you know, you say Malachim? Probably.
I think the Ram in at the end.
Perek Tef Halacha Aleph in Hechas Malachim.
Right.
Where
it mentions the mitzvahs
that
they had.
The Chachamim. Right. Yeah. Yeah, so what does that mean?
Right. You know, then the Torah is Chatz Halacha, I mean.
That's right.
Now, do we mean that there is such a thing as a Tefillah Shachris with the Araisus? Otherwise.
You mean, but there's no Chiyuv.
Yeah, Chiyuv, right. The Torah is Chatz Halacha, correct. That's the home of, but the fact that they did it indicates that this, when they almost follow, they almost follow, you know, with a Shachris or whatever. But not that true. They could pick any time you want. Means you could pick any one. But Stam, the tefillah had an identity. It's a cheft shel shachar. It's a cheft shel mincha.
I mean, the gavras chayav to be in the spell that arises.
Right. According to the Rambam.
To be in the spell. But it doesn't say which tefillah he has to take.
Exactly. But when he takes the tefillah, he gives it an identity.
In other words, there is a concept of seal shachris.
Correct. Yeah, you're not chayav specifically in shachris or mincha or ma'ariv midyaraisa.
You're chayav on ochas b'yom.
Exactly.
Between the shachris that Avram set up goes into chatzos.
What's that?
Is this saying that the shame chakras that Avram sets up goes into Chatzos?
It would seem so, because it can't be connected to Kabbalas.
You know, Avram daven that Hanitz for sure.
Right.
It's funny how you would know when the Zman of chakras that Avram sets up.
You don't know.
That I hear the...
Well, you don't know what his definition of Boker was.
Right. I guess not.
So once again, what's the solution then? So that really until Chatzos has a shame, Chal Hashem Shacharis, and therefore even if you're amazed, it's not Din Tashlumin, so therefore even if you're amazed, you can still always do that. Only once you miss the whole Zman Shacharis completely is a Tashlumin and amazed can't do it at all. But the mitzvah midir banan is until Dal Shal is connected to Karbon, and that's what the Rama means, the mitzvah midir sofrim to daven in its proper Zman. That's like the real chiyuv, to daven it up until Dal Shal is midir banan. But just the raisa, there's a shem shacharis, and therefore it's recognized until Chatzos. So, I mean, I think that's what they're all trying to say, right? They're saying that there's a, the chi of midir banan is really connected carbon, and that's until Dal Shaos, like Rabbi Yehuda.
Right.
But since there's a shame, a chal shame shachris, the raisa, until Chatzos, even a mazid can daven until Chatzos. If he doesn't daven, if he loses the derabana mitzvah of the zman tefila, but he does have the chi of deraisa of shachris.
Bikim
Rita. Bikim Rita is every tefillah. They're specifically saying is a din shachris until Chatzos.
Right. And, that
and that's why.
Anyway, that's why he's not even b'mezid. It doesn't matter because there's still a kim ritzoi. But by tashlumim, he would be lacking that if he does.
By tashlumim, right after Chatzos, when there's no longer shem shacharis, now you're in the tashlumim world,
and then
tashlumim doesn't apply to amazed. Right. Yeah, it could be right.
Because then he's not baruch ritzoi anymore.
Right, you could say that. Right.
So between 12 and 12:30, so there's no Kiyum Shacharis anymore.
Until 12 and 12:30, right? Then it would be so, right the Tashlumin, right?
So
be nothing.
Can you daven at that time?
I guess according to this way, right? According to this way to learn.
It arises to be good.
The rice would be good, but he doesn't have a chal shem shachris or mincha though.
That's right, but it's still the chiyuv is to spell pamachas biyom.
Well, when does mincha start according to this deraisa thing? Maybe mincha starts after chatzos. Just the derabanan of mincha is after, like the chatzi shah after chatzos. Just like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly. Like just like you had the chakras extend past the Zman Karban, what their Rabbanan is, maybe the Mincha Doraisa starts before the Zman Karban also.
Oh, isn't that, why does it start for Karban after the 12:30? Isn't it because of the Halacha of Mincha?
What?
I'm saying like Karbanos is not the time because it's not Zman Mincha yet.
Why by Karbanos do you have to wait the extra half an hour?
Right.
Is that because it has to be like Nicker or something like that? Or?
Too many possibilities.
Right. Yeah, it's a funny thing to have a gap in the day. If you have, the Karbanos, I understand there's a gap, but I'm saying if it's, you can say Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, and then why should there be a gap of a half an hour? It's like funny to have that.
The Rambam's Lashon in Malachim for Yitzchak is that he v'hosif tefila acheres lifnos hayom. So it sounds like that should be right after Chatzos.
Lifnos hayom?
Yeah. V'yitzchak hifrish meiser v'hosif tefila acheres lifnos hayom.
That sounds like you have to have a layer. Sounds like you have to have a definite listless ayam, which wouldn't be visible or wouldn't be noticeable until the eighth hour. You have to have a zman that shows that the yom was spun up. That the yom is a character of pana yom. So then it would make sense to say you acquire a half hour. Yeah, so do we answer any problems there? No.
I kind of. I kind of answered the Rambam.
Okay, how do we have the Rambam?
So saying that there's the mitzvah derabanan is that's machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Chamim of what this man derabanan they set up, and that's based upon the karban, and the Rambam paskins that's until Dalet Shavuos, and that's really tefila bizmana where you have the mitzvah divrei sofrim.
Right.
And normally if you miss the zman b'mezid, you have no tashlumen, and that's true by the other karbanos, by the other tefilos. If you're mezid, you can't do a tashlumen later on. But by Shacharis, there's a period of between Dalet Shavuos and Chatzos where it's not really, you don't need Tashlumen anymore, where it's just the shame Shacharis Dereis extends into Chatzos. And therefore, even a Mezid can daven after Dalet Shavuos. He doesn't have the Derabanan Kiyam of Tfilah Bizmana, but he still has a Kiyam of Shacharis that exists Dereis until Chatzos. So that's why the Rambam holds a mezid can daven until chatzos, even though a mezid can't do any tashlumen, because it's not really tashlumen from Dalet Shavuos to chatzos. It's just the zman, like the shem shacharis extends, even though the zman shacharis, midrabanan, is over at Dalet Shavuos. I mean, that's the chiddush, is saying that the shem shacharis goes to chatzos, but the zman shacharis is only Dalet Shavuos.
Right. So B'mezid after 10.
B'mezid after 10. Yes, yeah, still the same chakras, right.
You still have the same chakras. But after Chatzos, he does not the same Shachas. So he becomes the Raisa. But no, there's no Chal Hashem.
Right. And if you want to daven then, now you have to daven Mincha twice, which would be a Tashlumen, and the Maze is not allowed to do a Tashlumen.
Right.
Did we explain why a Maze can't do Tashlumen?
No,
that's what Mendy was trying to say. That sort of.
Tashlumen does one thing. That's like this. Tashlumen does one thing. Tashlumen makes the guy a mispal. It removes him from the category of an ain't a mispal. But it doesn't. But he really didn't love it. It's a loch in the gavur. And if the heft shel tzuva is gone, and then he can't make it up. But the gavra becomes a mispao because he's doing tashlume tzuva. He's related to tzuva. So they made a new breed, a new Takana.
And does that explain why it doesn't work for a mezid?
Right.
Because why that gavra, you can't, if a gavra is an inam espal of a mezid, you can't change it?
That's right. The mezid, you never give that opportunity.
What did you just say about the mazid? I didn't hear that.
That the mazid, they didn't give him any tintashlum. There's no takana for him as a gavur shenim mispal. So his tashlum is a takana. It's misakim the gavur. Makes him a mispal. But the mazid, again, they didn't do that.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
In Hilchos Tamidim and Musafin, the Rambam says exactly what you said by the Korban Shobet, by the 12 and a half. He says, Tamid Shobet Arbaim, Shochtin Oso, Mishayarech Hatzel, Veyukar Lakol Sheherich, Vehu Mishayshal Sumechso Mala.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty good. It's good. I mean, you need it has to be nicker. Once it's nicker, then it says that defines the zman. But if it's not nicker, there's no zman.
And it makes sense that that's what Yitzchak was misaking, because he was a person, and when he recognized that the day had moved, that's when he did it. So it's when it's nicker.
Yeah, that's correct. That's good.
Did they do it towards evening, not in the middle of Chatzos?
Yeah, well, I'm davening at Hanis also, but you get to Chatzos. So.
It is interesting, Rabbi, that you were asking before, like, what's the kashem in the Rambam? And by the psukim, by the Avos, it says not only that the daven, but at a certain zaman in the day. It sounds like the zaman is just as much of a nicker as tefillah itself.
What do you mean?
Does it lift us erev by Yitzchak and says Boker by Abraham? It's not just that they davened, but the Torah is recording a zman that they davened, as if to say that's as crucial as tefillah itself.
That what?
The zman was as crucial as tefillah itself. So when the Rambam says kashem, it's a mitzvah, the Torah for tefillah. It's also the chachamim. They also Kach mitzvah b'divrehem b'zmana. They're elevating the zman to be as crucial as the.
What's the lesson around kashem?
Kashem she tefila mitzvah min haTorah. Kach mitzvah b'divrehem l'spala osa b'zmana.
That's it.
No, and then he says kamosh. Tiknu lanu chachamim v'neviim.
The zman she tiknu lanu chachamim v'neviim. So it's the zman that they were misaki. Not a wrong view.
Chachamim v'neviim yan shiknas v'gdola?
It seems so, yeah.
Yeah, I thought about that too. It's not the Avos. The Gemara says, "Keneged Avos Tiknam."
Yeah.
Or Keneged Karbanos.
That's a machlokas.
Right.
So let's try it again tomorrow.
Okay. It's good, Rabbi.
Okay. Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thanks.